WMFO Medford. Ending Music Savage show with Music Savage favorites. Shaky Graves off of his album And the War Came. Track called The Perfect Parts. Up ahead of that, Shaky Graves' partner in crime, Esme Patterson. She had a lot to do with the album And the War Came, including the big hit, The Dearly Departed. She has a new album coming out called We Were Wild. Played you a track called Feel Right. Local musician Julie Rhodes has a fantastic album out. It's her debut. It's called Bound to Meet the Devil. And I played you the wonderful track In Your Garden. And brand new music from Kyle Kraft off of his brand new album, Dolls of Highland. I played you a track called Eye of a Hurricane. And local music from Buffalo Tom off of their Sleepy Eyed album, song called Tangerine. That's it. That was Music Savage show. I had a great time. That was the very first Monday morning Music Savage show. You can find us on MusicSavage.com on Facebook. You can tweet us at Music Savage. I've been your host, Ryan D. I'll be back next Monday for more Music Savage fun. Until then, have a great week. Enjoy your Monday. Adam's up next with Monday Morning Madness, and I'm going to leave you with a track from David Bowie. Here's Gene Genie, WMFO Medford.
Small Jean Genie snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waders, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on it. Gene Genie lives on his back. The Gene Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. The Gene Genie, let yourself go. Smiles like a reptile. She love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go his hand. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Good morning.
Disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. He's a slob. He talks like a truck driver. He is a loser.
Oh, man. We are back. 7 o'clock in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back again for another wild week on the air. It is snowing like a madman outside. It's like 25 degrees, which is really funny because last Thursday it was like 70 degrees. Who knows anymore with the weather in Boston? Anyway, regardless of the snow, regardless of the ice, I'm here, Monday Morning Madness, back on the air. I'm your host this week, and always, Adam Kercheval, ready to play you some amazing music after that lovely David Bowie track. Haven't heard Gene Genie in years from Music Savage, so it's going to be a lovely day. I'm going to look outside all this whole radio show and just watch what's going on out there and try and maybe hope that it'll stop snowing and I can actually have a real life, considering it is April. Whatever, you know, I've just stopped trying to predict everything. But, as always on Monday Morning Madness, not only is there going to be my madness and talking and doing weird things on the air, but of course, we're going to have some great music for you as well. The only place you can hear it, this side of the Mississippi, Monday Morning Madness on WMFO in Medford. Here's a little Van Halen for you.
Yeah. summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
The Kinks, of course, for that outro on Lola there. Honestly, just one of the best songs that I've ever heard. Absolutely love that piece by The Kinks, and what great wordplay in that song, if I don't say so myself. Anyway, was a very exciting week for those of us in the music community between last version of Monday Morning Madness and this one, namely... because Kanye finally released The Life of Pablo, his most recent album, on Spotify, which we actually didn't know he was going to do. I mean, he originally only was going to put it on Tidal, which is Jay-Z's streaming service, kind of as a competitor to Spotify, but he eventually caved, though I'm fairly certain it is still not on Apple Music, because as we all know, Kanye has a bit of a problem with Apple Music for some reason. Anyway, I wanted to, you know, continuing in my thread of searching through hip-hop to find something that's suitable to play on the air at 7:20 in the morning, I want to play Frank's track from The Life of Pablo, which is a new... It was originally the outro to the song called Waves, or Wolves, sorry. But on the Spotify release, along with various remixes, Kanye released this song kind of as a 38-second snippet of just Frank Ocean's voice, which is great because Frank Ocean has been absolutely missing for the longest time. He said he was going to release an album in July, didn't, so we're still waiting to see where he is, and every time that we see him, a picture of him, or hear his voice, the world goes crazy, so this was very exciting. Then I'd like to play a little bit the J. Cole remix of Can I Kick It, that Tribe Called Quest song, because I don't think I talked enough last week about Fife Dog's death over winter break, which was really sad and really lost a very important voice in music, especially in hip-hop music in the 90s. Tribe Called Quest was an amazing group, so I'll play that as a tribute to those guys, and then I think either after that or maybe throughout the show, I'd like to play a little bit more D'Angelo. I touched on that last week, but and I've just been digging deep and reading all these crazy facts about this man, and so I'll throw in a little more for that at some point today, I hope. But for now, from The Life of Pablo, here is Frank's track.
The rings all ring out, burn out, cave in. I'm mixed now, fleshed out. There's light with no heat. We cooled out, it's cool out. Life is precious. We found out, we found out. We found out.
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm going.
rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. It's the tribe of the game with the player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
To slow down the time, I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind, I'm building a still to slow down the time. To slow down the time, I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind, I'm building a still to slow down the time.
There you go, Woods. That's by Bon Iver off of Blood Bank. So the tangled mess, or the tangled web that we weave here, is that that song was kind of the beginning of the Kanye Bon Iver relationship that has continued through this day, beginning with the album My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, where Kanye released a song which was a remix of Woods. We're just all over the place, but that is also an amazing song, especially if you're a person who likes chords. Yeah, that's quite the chordy song. Anyway, don't worry, the D'Angelo is coming. I didn't forget about you. I just wanted to talk about it before I played it, and I can't do that if it comes right in the middle of a block of songs. So let's do one of these guys for now.
We are the explorers. Throughout our history, we have taken both small steps and giant leaps in that pursuit. Right now, men and women are working on the next steps to go farther than we have ever gone before. We don't know what new discoveries lie ahead, but this is the very reason we must go.
For more information about how you can support space exploration, visit supportexploration.com. A message from the Aerospace Industries Association and your spaced out friends here at WMFO in Medford.
There you go. Support space exploration, everybody. I think it's cool. Who doesn't want to be an astronaut? Anyway, so D'Angelo, where were we? I'm going to play Really Love today, which is, it's an interesting song because it definitely is slower than Sugar Daddy, which I played last week. But it is a beautiful, beautiful song. Actually only peaked, hold on, let me pull up the number, only peaked at 43 on the U.S. R&B and hip-hop songs charts, but it was nominated for the Record of the Year this year in the Grammy Awards, which is very interesting, so just something to keep in mind. I mean, amazing song. Didn't win. I thought it should have won. Uptown Funk won, which, granted, is a really great song. I love Mark Ronson as much as the next guy. But D'Angelo, what are we saying? So, Really Love is amazing, A, because it just sounds beautiful, and it's also just, it's produced incredibly well, and is produced by people who really prefer kind of hard-hitting beats, but as you'll hear, Really Love is a song that functions very much on syncopation and going off the beats, but somehow still maintains a very solid 2 and 4 beat throughout the whole song, if we're getting music theory here, which is, it's incredibly fun to listen to. It was also written, just learned this right now, by Curtis Mayfield, or partially by Curtis Mayfield, which is amazing, of Superfly fame from like the 1960s. I didn't know that he was still around, much less still writing music, but now I guess I have something to listen for too. So with its more or less drawn out intro, here's Really Love off of Black Messiah, an absolutely wonderful, wonderful piece of music. So turn it up, zone out unless you're driving, and enjoy this amazing track.
Jodiéndome la vida. Yo no quería pegarte. Solamente te quería amar. Pero tú eras muy celoso. Querías ser mi dueño. Pero yo soy libre. Quieres ser mi rey. No sé si confío.
Die young, only the good die young. have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Stills, Nash, and Young. That's all four of them there with Teach Your Children off of Deja Vu here in Monday Morning Madness. Anyway, I realized that I had been making promises last week that I still need to fulfill, one of which is that I need to play the live version of Sunday Candy that Chance the Rapper performed on SNL, which is pretty cool because when he did that, he was actually the first independent artist ever on Saturday Night Live. Which is super neat. I mean, Chance the Rapper is really very prominent in today's music scene and is still not signed to a label, obviously on purpose at this point, considering that he has a whole kind of free music thing. Obviously, you pay to go to his concerts, but both of his albums so far have been released on the internet for free, which is super neat. Actually, I'm trying to think of whether Donny Trumpet and the Social Experiment, that the band that released Surf, that is also Chance the Rapper's band. This is such a mess, but I'm trying to remember whether that album is actually you paid for it or whether it was released through a label. I'm not entirely sure. But anyway, he performs Sunday Candy on SNL, and it's beautiful. And it's kind of holiday-themed, as you may hear when I play it. And since it's snowing outside, you know, I figured what more of an appropriate time to play this for you. And if you remember the original Sunday Candy that I played last week, compare it with this one. There's a big difference, but the song is still amazing. So check it out.
Once again, Chance the Rapper.
Of her prayers, her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a feature, so I'm singing for my grandma. You singing too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's is handmade, pan fried, drum dry, south side, and beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with the hands tied, president on my fan club, Santa, something told me I should bring my butt to church. But the candy or peppermints is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked, it missed you. You look so good with a hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in a satin. I came in sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking. Holding your pockets in place. Love with the budget, like my hugs with the sink. You smell like lights, gas, water, electricity, rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praises daily basis, I got to try it. You my dream, catch a dream, teen, teen, cat and matter of fact, I haven't seen you in a minute. Let me take my budget. But I made it all right. I've been waiting all week. I've been waiting all night. Jason Van Dyke had to say something on Saturday. See you at church on Sunday. Open my gun on Monday. I wonder what the internet gonna say. When that's the nail in with the indie. Then the third tape slide down the chimney. Me and Kirsten Kinsley, Lisa Kinney, Taylor Whitney also win the Emmy. Mama Jan too. Thank you.
that, of course, is Jane by Jefferson Starship from Freedom at Point Zero, released in back in 1979, but still an amazing song. Anyway, the snow for the interested has changed. It's metamorphosized. It is no longer just a light flurry. It is now like actual snowflakes coming down. So I guess that was bound to happen at some point. Where I've heard anywhere between 3 and 8 inches today. It's kind of going to be a mess. But, you know, I'm watching people. This radio station has a great view of one of Tufts University's many hills. And I'm watching people walk down and almost slip and just, like, totally wipe out on this snowy ground here. But, you know, I guess that's Boston for you. Anyway, it's 7:55, so this week's version of Monday Morning Madness is just about over. Celtic Dawn is not going to come in this morning. It's a little bit snowy outside for that, and we don't want any sliding around the road that is absolutely not necessary at this time in the morning. So on the safe side, it's just going to be the radio and the computer from 8 to 10 this morning. But to carry you out, I'll play you a little masterpiece, quite the large masterpiece, from Beggar's Banquet, Sympathy for the Devil. This is the Rolling Stones, by the way, in case you didn't get that. Sympathy for the Devil, this was a really just incredible piece of music. I mean, this track, the vocal track that you hear on Sympathy for the Devil, was actually only the second take. The first take, when they recorded the song, the Rolling Stones, they said that it just sounded awful, and it wasn't going to work at all. And they went to Mick Jagger and they said, you gotta do something different. And obviously, since the song is being told in first person from the point of view of the devil, Mick Jagger basically said, all right, I'll just pretend like I'm acting right now, and I'm going to try my best to just sound like the devil might sound if he were singing this song, the Sympathy for the Devil song. And that take was beautiful. And they did it. And that's the take that they kept. Also, sometime or another in the past, somebody counted the amount of woo-woos that poor Keith Richards had to sing during this song. Anyway, things to listen for in Sympathy for the Devil, a song that really pushed the Rolling Stones or Satan conspirators out the window. Anyway, take a listen, and I'll see you next week. Have a great week, everyone. Try to keep it warm in this snowy weather. Anyway, that ends this week's show of Monday Morning Madness. WMFO in Medford. It was great seeing you. Great hanging out with you. I'll see you soon. Here's some Rolling Stones. Doubt and pain, made damn sure the pipe.